And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. Earlier today, when Larry visited the bank in Rosehaven, Long Island, he found some important papers back in the safe deposit box when he expected them to be missing. Far from being pleased at this surprising circumstance, he is obviously angry as he returns home with attractive Claudia Vincent, whose stage ambitions he has been forwarding, much to Mary's annoyance. And so, as the three of them meet in the living room, we hear...
I wonder if I might have a word with you, Mary.
With me? Oh, of course, Larry. I didn't mean to appear rude. I was just addressing this envelope. What is it you want to say?
If you don't mind, I'd like to speak to you privately.
Oh, really? I don't mean to be in the way. Why didn't you just tell me to leave? I had no idea.
I'm sorry, Claudia, but this is rather important.
Of course, darling. I'm leaving at once. I have some tidying to do up in my room. I wouldn't dream of intruding.
Well, Larry, that was rather an abrupt little scene. I'm surprised that you'd want Claudia to see you in that mood when you've been so extremely patient with her.
I didn't want to waste any time getting to the point.
I see.
Mary, what are those papers doing in our safe deposit box?
Papers?
The deed to this house and my insurance.
Oh, yes. Isn't that nice? They're back.
So I noticed. I'd like to know how they got there.
Why, I put them there just the other day.
And how did you happen to have them? Where did you get them?
Rupert Barlow gave them to me. I should think that would be obvious, Larry. You knew they were in his possession.
Exactly. I turned over those papers to him some time ago because he wanted security for cutting me into this supposedly foolproof investment he had in mind to help me raise money to send you and Larry Jr. to Bermuda.
Darling, you don't have to go all over that. I know all the details.
I was just trying to be specific. Those securities represent a negotiation between Rupert Barlow and myself.
Yes, of course, I know that.
When I said something about calling it off, he refused in so many words to have anything to do with the idea.
Perhaps you didn't understand each other, Larry. You see, I simply explained to Rupert that since I didn't go to Bermuda, and since we didn't need to raise the money, we'd like it if he'd just give us back the securities.
Oh, I see. That's how it was. You went to Rupert Barlow and asked him to give back those papers.
Yes, of course.
And I suppose you think that's perfectly all right.
But Larry, there's no reason why we should forfeit our savings, is there? We've never gambled on investments. Why, you said yourself that you don't know anything about such things. And neither do I.
This is entirely different, Mary. This is a business deal between Rupert Barlow and myself. There's absolutely no reason in the world for you to mix into it.
He was glad to do it, Larry.
I'll bet he was. And how does that make me look? Or don't you care about that?
Of course I care. I also think it's foolish to let your stubborn pride stand in the way of recovering our property.
You might have talked this over with me, Mary, before you went to Rupert.
You were always too busy trying to get Claudia Vincent into your play.
That's not true. I don't see why you're so set against Claudia. She's never done anything to harm you. I should think you'd be glad to see her get a break after all the trouble she's had.
You mean after she failed to browbeat Rupert into paying her off? And after she failed to scare him by firing two shots at him point blank.
You're just changing the subject.
Larry, I'm not doing anything of the kind.
You put me in the most awkward spot possible by going to Rupert Barlow and begging him to give back the papers he took from me under false pretenses.
I didn't beg him. I only said we'd like to have the papers back.
What do you mean, we? I wouldn't ask Rupert Barlow for the time of day. Not after I've seen how he operates. He deliberately tried to ruin me. Make me look ridiculous.
But he didn't try to ruin you, Larry. Rupert explained it all to me. He told me that it was a speculation and that he couldn't promise you anything. But still...
You suppose for one minute that I'd have plunged eagerly into a wildcat speculation? You don't have a very high opinion of my judgment, do you?
Oh, it isn't that, Larry. I realized that you were trying to do this to help me because of all the talk that had been going on at the time. But still...
But now, Mary, when you know that Rupert was double-crossing me just as he double-crossed Claudia years ago, just as he does everyone who gets in his way, even so, you went to him and got him to give those papers back.
I thought it was only fair, since it was really my fault that you got into this deal in the first place.
Oh, fine. That makes it just perfect. Well, just remember this. I won't have Rupert Barlow doing this family any personal favors in order to build himself up in your eyes.
Very well, then. I'll return the papers to Rupert. Will that satisfy
you?
No,
please keep out of this entirely from now on.
Well, really, Larry.
Haven't we had enough trouble from Rupert? Wasn't there enough scandal to suit you? You want to start that talk all over again? You enjoy having your name linked with his, knowing the kind of person he is.
When it comes to scandal, Larry, you haven't done so badly yourself with Claudia Vincent.
Oh, so that's it. The whole idea was dreamed up to get back at me.
Larry, you know that isn't true. Darling, please, let's not quarrel. I only wanted to help.
It's been a great help, I must say.
But Larry, you've got Rupert all wrong. He's not a bit the way you think. He's generous and friendly as can be.
Oh, of course, Mary, when he has something to gain.
That's not fair. Hasn't he invited us all to come over to a garden party Sunday? Even Claudia? Doesn't that show that he isn't harboring any grudge? Oh, be reasonable, Larry. Try to meet Rupert halfway. After all, he's done a great deal for us.
Oh, what's the use? When you twist everything about. When you can't even see the picture before your very eyes.
But, Larry...
It's no use, Mary. We're not getting anywhere. And we won't get anywhere as long as you insist on being blind about Rupert Barlow. Nothing I can say makes any impression on you. So if I'm not going to get anywhere, I won't say anything more. If you'll excuse me, I'm going out back in the garden for a bit. Get some air.
Mary watches her husband go out onto the terrace, his irritation near the boiling point. And she starts to follow him, but reconsiders as she thinks of her own feelings about Larry's recent attentions to Claudia Vincent. Just then she hears...
Now, who could that be? Don't think I can face talking to anyone right now. Still...
Mary.
Rupert Barlow.
How lovely you look. I hoped it would be you who'd open the door.
What a surprise. I mean...
Well, have I come in an inopportune time?
I know, of course not. I mean... won't you come in?
Well, I can't stay, really. As a matter of fact, I'm on my way down the island on some business. I thought perhaps I could persuade you to come along with me.
Oh, I don't think so, Rupert. Not today. I'm really quite busy.
Oh, I'm very disappointed. I had an idea you'd be free. Something told me that Larry would be in New York. Now that he's got Claudia Vincent into the cast of his play, they do have to rehearse considerably for such a change, don't they?
Yes, of course, but they haven't started yet. I mean, it's just been announced, and Sheila isn't leaving the cast for several days.
Oh. Well, I hope this new change works out for everyone.
So do I.
Did you know about the plan from the start, Mary?
No, it came as a complete surprise to me.
Is that so? The same with me. I had no idea. Of course, I knew that Claudia was staying here in your home since that unfortunate day when we all met at my place. But that she would be the new leading lady. It's rather a joke on all of us, don't you think?
I suppose so. Although I feel sure Claudia will be very good in the part. Both Larry and Harold Ramsey, the producer, say she's very talented.
I must say, my dear, you do take this very well. After seeing more of that wretched Marty Rufus gossip in the papers, I was a bit worried. You haven't taken it to heart, I see.
No.
Good for you. Mary, we mustn't let these little personal things upset us. You know that you can always call on me if there's anything to be done.
Thank you, Rupert. And thank you for inviting us all over to your garden party. We're looking forward to it very much.
Well, I'm delighted to hear it. Although I expect it will be a strange gathering. You haven't met the young man Julia Dixon brought back with her from Bermuda.
No, I haven't.
Well, you haven't missed much. He's obviously in no account. If I had my way, I'd run him off the premises. But Julia is entirely taken in by him. Makes things very awkward for me.
I'm sorry, Rupert.
Have you and Larry finished your little talk, Mary, or should I...
Why, Rupert, what in the world are you doing here, standing on the doorstep like this?
Called to come on, Mary, if you must know, Claudia.
Well, I was sure you hadn't come to see me, or to congratulate me for getting a chance to be in a play on Broadway.
I hope you'll be very successful, Claudia.
How sweet of you, Rupert. But then, you do have a big financial interest in the play, don't you? And your concern for your money would naturally overcome any personal feelings about me, wouldn't it?
Rupert, I really won't allow you to stand here. But please come in, won't you? Just for a few minutes.
Well, as I told you, my dear,
Oh, do come in, Rupert. I'm sure Mary will be too terribly disappointed if you don't. And I promise you, I won't be in the way. It seems to me that I saw Larry out in the garden. Do you mind if I go out and find him?
I wish you would, Claudia. And would you mind telling him that Rupert is here? I'm sure he'll want to see him.
Rupert Barlow seems undecided about this proposed visit, but he steps inside as Mary leads the way to the living room. What will Larry have to say when he faces Rupert Barlow? Be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.